bond states, I am indeed happy and glad to be with you and to talk with you about the great God of this stellar and ecclesiastical universe. God is real. I certainly did enjoy the message of both of the previous speakers.
Right. Yes.
And if you notice, they tried to get right at the core.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I don't think that either one had in mind when they come up here to have something to say or to testify and being asked to defend God. I don't think that either one of them thought that they were so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That they was interested in somebody seeing them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I certainly hadn't thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want you to be conscious. I want you to fully realize, not only just this morning, but for the duration, that God is life.
Mm-hmm.
He has never been dead.
Mm-hmm.
He has been real. And I realize, too, that out in the world, all over the world, people are questioning about God and the philosophies and doctrines that they have been taught. My memory serves me right. I told you Friday night that the statistics and records show that there is 66 million people out of the 195 million people that inhabit the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
That includes both Protestants and Catholics. But there are 66 million that don't belong to no church whatsoever. That is not because they do not believe in God. But it is because they don't believe in the foolishness that this present Latter-day ministry is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, to speak of those that do belong, the statistics and records show this, that for this reason alone and only, for sociological reasons, for character references,
right,
and for business reasons,
right,
many of them belong to. And from the pulpit to the door or the preacher himself, say nothing about the congregation, he himself don't believe.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now it is a sad situation. It's a sad condition. Universal itself. And collective itself. The world has been the greatest chaos now so far as the profound knowledge of God is concerned than it has ever been in the history of the world.
Right.
And I want to say, from Pentecost on down, where we were made to take this earth of the Holy Ghost, God has sought such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Men unite the truth. Therefore, they resorted to ritualistic performances and services.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the world stands today. Steeped in tradition, steeped in idolatry and ignorance. I said superstition.
Right.
Customs. Ideologies and opinions depending upon those who have went to some school and tried to obtain a sufficient amount of knowledge of how it is done to operate what we might describe now as a church or an organized religious body.
Right.
And there's two to that in the ritualistic performance. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I mean it this way. How to get up and have a prayer, and dedicate the service, have somebody to read the book, you understand? Sing a few songs, take the test, you understand? Preach a few minutes from that, or talk a few minutes from that,
yeah.
You understand? Pass the collection box around, and how to get the money out of the people. Now, that's the ritualistic performance that I'm talking about. See? Now, they're tooted in that to such an extent that they expect them to be a success. Talk about God, and as one speaker said before me, don't have much to say about the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Right.
Of course, there's reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got around to the place where they think. Even that's what they have thought. And there's articles in the papers and it's discussed in the college. That's the highest phases of academic philosophical training. Question, is God dead?
All right.
Now, if you even thought a thing like that, it would be this is where it would come from. You see, that you knew nothing whatsoever about God in the first place. Or a question like that would come up in your mind. You knew nothing. Now we have told you from time to time that this is school, not church. And yet when you take the meaning of the word church, define it, it means congregation and assembly. It's a collective body of people. I didn't say the building either.
Yeah.
So
right.
Don't misunderstand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is the correct meaning of it. This is a congregation of people. But we don't operate on scale where you come up and join this thing. You understand? You see what I mean? Get your name on the book.
Right.
Understand? And then you live by the rules and regulations of this particular sect, cup, creed, or denomination. Now, we don't operate like that.
Right.
And that's what we mean when we say that this is a school. Now, we don't tolerate or advocate segregation, discrimination. We don't tolerate it. We don't advocate it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we don't care nothing whatsoever about where you come from. Your family tree, your background, you understand? Your nationality, you understand? We are not concerned about civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
What we are concerned about is the devil depriving you of your divine right.
All right.
Now, it's captivity. In other words, it is sensitive. You understand? They're asked to expose the devil. They don't want you to do that. Because if you do, then what you're more than likely to do is to tell on yourself. Nobody wants to be told on. And we think being carnal, ignorant, superstitious, what a custom and traditions which we have been taught that we can get away with something. We can hide behind it. We don't want to be covered up. You understand? I mean, we don't want to be uncovered. You understand? Now, that just means this, that you are unconscious of God.
Right.
Nothing is hidden from his sight.
Right.
The real truth about it is, few people even know themselves. Now, when I say know themselves, I remember that President Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, wrote a book. And when a man comes to himself, when you come to know yourself, now I'm after an analysis now. You see, you will find out that this physical body that you have here will fall at matter. For the sake of trying to convey something definite and something positive to you. This physical body, or this material body, which you have, are you listening?
Yes.
It comes from spirit. Mm-hmm. Now that's where this physical body comes from, originally. Now if this body comes from spirit, listen, and God is spirit. Now, for you to know yourself, and to realize yourself, see the source from which this physical body, which you have, actually have, was rather the source of its derivative, then you can kind of come down to look and understand something about what matter is.
All right.
Now, that's just one part of it. Now, there's two other parts. Your intellectual capacity, your knowledge and your wisdom, your understanding, your disposition, your attributes, your conduct, your behavior, your attitude, your disposition forms your soul.
All right.
Now, as Dr. Billy says, I know, Yahweh, or God, is spirit. Spirit is invisible. It is the source. It is the substance. It is the limit. It is divine. Now, let me hang on to something here for a minute. Now, if spirit is the substance, there's got to be something.
Right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, Yahweh is spirit. That means this. If he is the source, I might put it in more simplified terms, as some of them have asked me, tried to tie me up because they thought I was dean of the school. So let me ask you, where did God come from? Now what they expected, you understand, me to say as one of the prophets, they call them minor prophets, said God came forth from Tiran. Now Tiran is a city, you understand? Now he's expecting me to give him a Bible answer and say that God came from Tiran. You understand? But he didn't understand what the prophet was talking about.
Right.
See? Now you can't get God in Tiran. Tiran is not big enough to hold it. He is universal in scope.
Right.
There is no place where he is not.
Right.
And if you understood my words, I said he was the source. From whence everything else emanated and come from. And in trying to employ and handle words so that you can see, now we say that man is the offspring. That's 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. Paul preaching to the Greeks. He said, even as one of your old poets also said, that we are the offspring from God. That means that we've come from God. I'd like to help that out some, too, to be better understood. Now, what he was talking about there is that this physical body which you have, you understand, the source from which it came from was pure spirit.
Right.
Pure spirit is inconceivable. It's just like you can't see the wind, you understand? Now, nothing like that. That's pure spirit. Incomprehensible, anything you can't see. You don't know that it is that.
Right.
See? Anything that you can't taste, touch, feel, or smell. That's the inadequacy of your five senses.
Right.
You don't know that it is there. That does not spell that God is there.
That's right.
Not that it comes from that. That is this fire comes from that. Not that all that I have already said in order to say this. We come from and abide within.
Right.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? For it is in him that we live, we move, we have our being. Now if matter come from spirit, as Dr. Billy said, if matter come from spirit, that was the source from whence it came. That is, then that is the final destiny of which it shall return.
Right.
Let's see what I mean. Do you understand? Now, I have a document here. But I get down to it. That's a preliminary. That's a preliminary. Now, I want you to understand. I want you to know that there is no possibility of hiding. You understand? Which some of us have fought. And as Solomon said, are you listening?
Yes.
Said the wicked fear when no man pursues. Just crying itself to death, you understand what I mean? Dodging in between buildings and around trees and things. Just going, what are you running for? What happened? That I'm just fighting about what? Oh, that fella's there. There ain't nobody after you. That's your old kind of conscience.
Yes, that's right.
That you're trying to get away from. You can't outrun it.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? It is where you are now. And where you shall proceed from here to there, it will be there with you when you arrive. Jump off the bottom. Now that is. Now where the trouble is up here. You remember God told Adam when he put him in the garden that now you can eat all the fruit of the trees in the garden of Eden except the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God told him. To cut a long story up and make it real short, the devil deceived his wife Eve, and she partaken of the fruit and given to her husband. And no sooner than he ate, he cut out to the bushes to hide. You understand? So he heard his voice walking in the garden. See? And he cut out to the bushes. And there's a big tree. Began to fear and leave, but not. He said, I hid myself. Well, he wasn't here. Said, what are you pinning the fig leaf for? He said, because I'm naked. Why, who told you you was naked? Wasn't anybody around there to tell him anything like that, but he never said nothing about it. You get the point? Now I'm trying to tell you this, that all that trouble you're having is right up here.
That's right.
See? And you're escaping to some place where you think it's better. Or you might get along better and all like that. You see? You might get by better. You have started from here. And you quit running yourself to death, trying to hide in some conscience that you're not here, and all things are negative before you. You understand? That's the reason why John said on the Isle of Patmos, watch, lest you walk naked, and they see your shame, they who? Every man that has the Holy Spirit.
Right.
See, he sees your shame. And you just can't. Before God. You understand?
Yeah.
Now people are squabbling and quarreling everywhere. Don't want this church to take their members. You understand? They call that proselytizing.
Right.
See what I mean? They want to keep you in bed. I haven't been anybody to cross the light. And if there's somewhere where you want to go, go right here. me?
Right.
John, anything you want.
Look, friend.
I don't have no debt. I am not trying to build no debt. But don't believe me about that. To bring you to the consciousness and to the realization of what it is really all about. Now these brethren, there's somewhere around 14 or 15 or more, and we hope to have some more, and women too. We hope to have some more. Men. Now, listen, we have tried to drive them out there in your church.
See?
We've asked them to please go to some church. And we had schools many years at 1:30. And the reason why we had school at 1:30 was it's 11 o'clock service. We wanted you to go to some church. We didn't care where it was. Roman, Catholic, Protestant, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Carmelite, Junkin, or your church.
We did not
go. Now, if you can give them in your church, see, I wouldn't go with them. Now, if you can give them in your church, it's all right with me. And the reason why I didn't go along with them was because I wanted them out there to know that I didn't have to go along with them and keep them saying to me. I'd watch them. At least they didn't get in tonight.
Get it?
I've never had to worry with that. Now they say they want association. They say they want cooperation. They say they want affiliation. Do you understand? They say that they're striving for unity. They say that they're striving to build up. Do you understand? They're righteous. You understand?
Right.
People of the earth. Now they have begun to unite.
Right.
Every which way. That's right. The devil has got shame now. You understand? Of so many little factions.
That's right.
Every which way. So now, all of these different types of Methodism, you understand? Now they're trying to narrow that down. All these different types of Baptists, they're trying to get that into one Baptist thing. You understand?
Right.
So it won't look so bad.
Right.
See? Now they say the Roman Catholic Church, that is a unit. You understand? Everybody belongs to the Roman Catholic Church.
See?
And I'd have you to know, even though they're sitting right out there together, they're split right down the middle. Now, I'm just about to do it, but I'm head now. Out of my head. Well, now, but the reason why that you can't do nothing with these people that come to this school, and here's the reason why. It's because these people are talking about it.
All right, that's right.
That's not the reality of it. And these preachers, we'll have a lot of them here. See, we don't take a leader. You understand? Any preacher from the Roman Catholics, you understand? They don't need to say that, well, we can't go down there because we're Roman. Come right down here. See? Any preacher. Even the skeptics, the atheists,
the agnostics and the infidels say this is the faith for.
We went over there and we let it come down here.
Great.
And everyone that has ever got in this book.
Great.
But the one I can't put that holy rock in there. But there wasn't anything wrong with this in the first place. But the trouble is, it's within you. Get the point? You got the wrong idea of what the church is. Said, well, this holy consecrated spot, you mean to tell me that you let some man that don't believe in God get up there? Yeah! Let you get up there, didn't you? And you didn't believe in God to come here. Nobody excluded. But now when he gets up there, he has to defend himself.
Right.
Now, either expose that he don't know,
right,
or that he does. You understand? It's just like getting in rain. You understand? And pugilism. You understand? As I said here last Sunday, I believe there's no need of standing out there in the street somebody, hey! I'm the champion of the world. You see what I mean? See? Hey, everybody, you folks. You folks, hey, I'm the champion of the world. No, don't do that. See? Don't stand outside of the arena. Come on in the arena. And after you get in the arena, get in the ring. It won't take long to find out who's calf, ain't that right? You understand? Won't be many rounds before you can see for yourself who's calf. Do you understand? You see what I'm trying to tell you about? Well, now that brings me down, as I said, to my test. I heard Dr. Gates to read. Second Corinthians, the third chapter of Second Corinthians, starts like this. The apostle Paul says, do we begin again to commend ourselves?
Uh-huh.
Or need as some of
them?
Now, let me tell you what he's talking about. Because oftentimes people read the Bible and they don't understand what they're reading about. Now, Corinthians are Grecians. Now, the Grecians have a historical background and record of being the greatest philosophers in the world. They spent their time searching into and delving into. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The mysteries and the whatnot. You understand? And they was always looking for some new concept, some new ideology, some new opinion. You understand? And Paul passed through Mars Hill in Athens, Greece. He seen an inscription there. See? Just like you see all everywhere now. Just in case you don't understand what I'm talking about now, you see, I'll fix it so you can. When you go home from here, see, you look at the inscriptions on these buildings.
Yes.
One says, the Church of God. What's that guy? None down here says, now you can't get a charter in that name. Because see, they got that name sewed up.
Right.
Oh, yeah, none of them have a Church of God in Christ. See? Now that's two. In scripture. Candle hanging out. Still.
Right.
You understand? Still. See? You go on down. Not
I said, Church of God in Christ. Well, now a little further and you'll find the Church of Christ in God. One out of little further you find another. Church of God in Christ and Saints of Latter-day. Now what they're trying to do, all of them trying to get some kind of biblical name.
Right.
Just one that does not care. Just like them Athenians.
Right.
Okay. Then you go on down here another one, and you see Baptist, St. John's Baptist. Go then you see St. Luke's. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? Go on down yonder and you see St. Matthew's song. You understand? Go on down a little further and you see the AME. That's after Methodist Episcopal. Now that's it. Go on down the other side and you see, hear me. That's the central Methodist Episcopal. This African Methodist Episcopal, that's Negro. And down to hear me, those are the white people.
That's right.
Go on down a little further and you'll find the Seventh-day Adventist. One now, little father. Now you look on your way home.
Yeah,
that's right. Now I'm trying to fix this so you can understand. Then go on down, little father, you find that and most of the somebody let you hand you some wishes before he's like this. Jehovah's Witness. And you'll find Kingdom Hall down there. Is that right?
Yeah.
You see what it's talking about?
Yeah.
Go on down a little further and you find St. Mary's Catholic Church. You understand? Go on down, you understand, somewhere else. You'll find St. Peter's Catholic Church. Now, I've got it kind of before you what I'm talking about. Then you take your paper, beside this paper, and you look in there, and you'll find a headline on it that says, go to the church of your choice, any one of them you choose. Come on.
See?
They done jumped on Betty Grimm now.
Okay.
But not designated, something definite.
Right.
See? Now, when he goes into a town, Billy Graham is going to be here. Now, he wants from everything with the Roman Catholic Church, he wants everything that I named outside the Roman Catholic Church. And they're welcome as far as that. And then here go the pastors of all them churches, take their congregation over to Billy Graham. There won't be no meeting at that church. Come with Billy Graham. Now he preaches that you accept Christ. You understand? And then John you touch yourself.
Right.
And the wound is already there.
That's right.
See? And they want to do that. What they're concerned about is how many out of them thousands of people do they get to go in my church and his church and
that's
why they're all cooperating. Now, Billy Graham is very careful about stepping on the Baptist. Very careful about stepping on the He can't step on nobody's feet there.
That's right.
This point. Because all of us are supposed to be, you understand?
That's
right. Dad, cooperation. All of us. Get some more members and build up their church. So they can rob you of some more of your money. I'll just tell the thing back to the back of the hill. Understand? Now that's them in Scripture. Paul said, as I passed by, said, I beheld your devotion. You see? He saw some of Loris there. See? Epicureans. You see? Buddhists. He was talking about. Now that I see. Then he saw one of Sabines. Saw one of this and none of that. He finally just run out of gas. So then they put up one of that they said an unknown God. Now that'll come in first. And he said, I beheld your tradition as I passed by. See? I looked at what you done as I passed by. Now this is the great apostle. You understand? You seen some of them down there, you know? Let me alone, I preach when I get ready.
All right.
Seen some of them now, you know, step down. Can't do that. See? Can't jump. Faithful. You understand?
See?
And you see those that pass by, you understand? Bow. Give it to them, you understand what I'm talking about? Such signs and marks. You understand? They had, you understand? Honesty. See? Other symbols I'm not going to show you. Now he said, now I see you carrying on like that. Now if you still don't understand, you go out there to the Roman Catholic Church, just hang around, stand out there. Just be a gentleman and stand out there. Don't bother nobody. Never mind about the sociological thing you're looking for. Just stand out there on that corner. And as the cars pass by, and as the people walk by on the street, I'll tell you what you want to go away home. Go all down in there and you find down in there. Back over in Fort Washington. Down there, down to it, pal. It's about 8 or 9 churches right in one square. One of them got the Holy Ghost. Now, if you say you'll get the Holy Ghost, don't go on by. When I talk about saying, now that's not fair to you. You're going to be there down in your neighborhood. Well, if you don't like that, go beyond all that armor.
Yeah.
Got Holy Ghost taken.
That's right.
You can't miss. Now, holy is that now. Now, what I'm talking about, and the reason why I'm talking to you like this, is because we want you to have a profound knowledge of God.